Sri Vidya. The word Sri Vidya means, Sri means auspicious, beautiful, goodness. Vidya means knowledge. You might have seen the geometrical figure called Sri Chakra, Sri Yantra on the stickers or on the windows, especially in bookstores, a new age type of even health food stores. But same thing is so cheaply available if you visit South India. No? At the door of the temples, these booklets are being sold, pictures are being sold, and Sri Yantra is being sold. You know, Sri Chakra is being sold. And people are, you know, these things are imported from India, and these things are also being sold in our own, you know, market here in America. You know? And it's very confusing, extremely confusing. Then what's so great about it? It's right there. You know? And even instructors are there who tell you that it's a very good visual aid. It's, you know, it's such excellent thing to visualize on Sri Chakra. It's not for visualization. You know? Sri Chakra, which you find in the book, you know, printed form, it is not for visualization. It is extremely intricate, you know, a complex discipline. And even before the entire discipline of Sri Chakra and Sri Vidya is taught, it takes several years to go step by step and take, you know, by practicing one chakra, one, you know, circuit at a time. And even before that discipline is unveiled, there are many, many other disciplines to be practiced. In fact, traditionally the rule is, first step in sadhana is path of Raj Yoga, that is taught by Patanjali. It is utterly impossible to get into the higher practices of Tantra or Sri Vidya without going through the discipline of Raj Yoga, which is completely dualistic, which to a great, great extent relates to body, breath, and mind. And right at that moment, path of Raj Yoga ends. As the definition of yoga according to Patanjali is Chitta Vritti Nirodha Yoga. Controlling the modifications of mind is called yoga. And in order to attain control over the modifications of mind, we have to work with our bodies too. Therefore, working with body is yoga, working with senses is yoga, and when we try to work with our body, with our senses, with our mind, then regulating our food, sleep, learning to know appropriate type of exercises, physical exercises, breathing exercises, learning to interact with others, learning the art of proper lifestyle itself is also part of yoga, so that you can live your life with less complications. And as a result, save a greater amount of your time and energy for your spiritual pursuit. And that's where psychological aspect of yoga comes in the path of Raj Yoga. By doing all that, you ensure your health, physical health, emotional health, health in your family, health in your society. You live a wholesome life. As a result, immediate impediments and obstacles are removed. And all that is called yoga.